generation and supplementation. 100% natural bio superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is William Kennedy. And William has written a wonderful book on satanic crimes, another one on Lucifer's Lodge, going into the homosexual penetration of the Catholic Church. And basically, William is coming from a Catholic point of view, traditional Catholic point of view, highly offended because, of course, of the influence of homosexuality at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. This morning, what are we going to be talking about, William?
Well, thanks for having me back, Dr. Stan. I thought we would subject hop a little bit today because there's so many things happening in the world. I'd first like to point out that my book, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, that you mentioned, will be reissued in March of 2012. The first edition, I'm sorry to say, suffered from poor proofreading from the original publishers, but I'm going to correct that and self-publish it next March. Now, this book deals with the pedophile and homosexual crisis in the Roman Catholic Church, and it has a lot of correlations to what's happening in the Penn State crisis at the university there in Pennsylvania. And what is quite interesting, what these two things have in common, is that ultimately the people who are at fault for allowing these pedophiles to run wild are the police and the court systems. That's both in the Roman Catholic Church and at Penn State. Now, at Penn State, Jerry Sandusky was turned into the police in 1998. They had a full record on him, and the district attorney of Center County named Ray Grecar, I believe that's how it's pronounced, he deliberately chose not to prosecute Sandusky, and he allowed him to continue raping all these children. Now, I know a lot of people are mad at people like Joe Paterno and some of the other people who were there, but you have to remember, Joe Paterno is not a policeman. He's not a judge. He's not a district attorney. He's a football coach. And you can't hold him culpable in the same way that you would hold someone like Grecar, who, strangely enough, was declared legally dead. He's disappeared off the face of the earth,
William, what's so interesting is the way that they are twisting this whole story, whether it be Brian Williams, ABC, CBS, NBC. They all are emphasizing, well, why didn't Paterno do something? Why didn't the administrators of the university do something? They reported it to the police. The police had this man dead to rights. They had him confessing on tape to one of the mothers, and the district attorney refused to prosecute. So why are they focusing our attention on Paterno? All he could basically do was report it, and he did report it to the college administration, and they reported it to the police, and the police did what they were supposed to. The district attorney, for whatever reason, refused to prosecute, and he mysteriously disappeared, and then his computer mysteriously disappeared, and when his computer was eventually found at the bottom of the river, somebody had taken out the hard drive. Somebody knew exactly what was going on. This whole thing was orchestrated, but notice how the media doesn't focus on that. They focused on Penn State. They focused on Penn State's football team. They focused on Joe Paterno. And what they are doing is intentionally and maliciously and from a pretty a purposeful point of view, refocusing our attention away from the real culprit, which was, of course, the legal system and the man who, for whatever reason, didn't prosecute, I believe, paid with his life. Go right ahead.
Well, it's very bizarre, Dr. Stan, because when you look at the fact that the judge who initially Sandusky was up before a few weeks ago, that judge was actually working for his children's charity, which was called Second Mile, which Sandusky was using as a front to molest children. She let Sandusky out on only $100,000 bail, and it turned out that she was actually working for this very organization. That's a big conflict of interest. She should be impeached. She shouldn't be allowed on the bench for doing that. Usually in cases like this, you set the bail at about $1 million for a pedophile because their chances of going out and raping children again are virtually certain. And he lives right next door to a grammar school. So that judge should be thrown off the bench, in my opinion, you know. And there's another lawyer, Wendell Courtney, who was a counsel for Penn State, and he was also working for the Second Mile Foundation. And in 1998, he was fully aware of the university police's report about Sandusky's rape of boys, and as a lawyer, he did nothing about it. This is a systemic breakdown of our legal system, and the tragedy is so many children were raped by this man since 1998. It's astronomical. I mean, from my research into this, pedophiles rape children virtually on a daily basis. They can't help themselves. They're incredibly sick individuals who need to be segregated from society in some sort of mental institution. That's where they belong. They don't belong in prison. They belong in a psychiatric facility. But I will never understand these enablers who are lawyers and policemen and judges and district attorneys who allow this to go on. This is a cabal that is beyond perception, and it's very similar to what happened in the Catholic Church crisis as well.
And it was so interesting. Brian Williams on NBC dealt with this last night. And so they interviewed one of the boys who said, well, nothing really happened. I mean, no, he maybe put his hand on my knee one time, but nothing ever happened. And I don't know whether he was guilty or not. Well, if he did these things, it was a terrible thing, but I was with him, and he never did anything to me. Why would they take the one boy who didn't do anything to? Why not the others? They're trying to confuse us. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry.
and is a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, and it's fascinating the way they focus our attention on the scandal at Penn State. Basically, of course, they never mentioned the Bohemian Grove, where they meet, the leaders of our country meet every year, and they bring in the little boys and the little girls from them to molest, or girls, or men, homosexuals, and we have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, including one of the women who was used for prostitution there. We have an excellent DVD on this, put out by Alex Jones. We have certainly even their own writings. One page, we have a set of books put out by the Bohemian Grove that start out on the lead page with one phrase: "We revere the owl." That's all it says. Who is the owl? Well, it's Moloch, the emblem of Satan. They have his statue there. But the media never talks about the pedophilia among the leaders of our country, the Franklin scandal. We have that in book form going into the pedophile network that began at Boys Town and extended right into the White House, right into the White House itself. But they don't talk about that. Oh, they emphasize Penn State. They even put this young man on television last night, who is with Sandusky, but he didn't really molest him at all. So what they're doing is intentionally and purposely confusing us. Not one word last night about the fact that the police knew, the police reported it. All they want to do is condemn, you know, the coach and the administrators of the college who actually got rid of this man. They fired him or let him retire. So basically what they've done is they've set up a straw man to knock down. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, you have to remember, too, that in 2000, a janitor at Penn State named Jim Calhoun witnessed Sandusky engaging in a sexual act with a boy in a campus locker room shower. He reported this repeatedly to university officials and the police, and he was ignored. Unfortunately, he has Alzheimer's disease now, so he really can't testify. Now, another fellow named Mike McQuarrie claims in 2002 he told the university officials that he had witnessed Sandusky abusing a boy, and he also went to the police and turned in Sandusky. Now, the police are denying, they're claiming they have no record of Mike McQuarrie saying this or making some kind of claim. Well, they might not, because they ignored him as they ignored Jim Calhoun. So there again, we're looking at a systemic legal problem here. Both, it's primarily with the courts and the district attorneys and the judges, but the police are culpable to a certain extent as well. Now, as far as Coach Paterno goes, he did everything he could. What do people expect him to do? Organize a vigilante force and beat this man up? That's against the law. And you cannot publicly accuse someone of pedophilia unless the police have confirmed it. Joe Paterno could have been sued by Sandusky if he made any public statements that he was a pedophile. Joe Paterno was put in a position where he repeatedly turned this man in. Nothing was done. He could not go public with it because he would be sued. And the man's a football coach. He's not a policeman. He's not a judge. He's not a district attorney. Why they use him as a scapegoat is simply beyond me. There again, it's to cover up what the police and the courts did wrong in this case. And to be honest, I think this is linked, when you actually see what happened to Ray Gricar, I think this is linked to a much greater pedophile ring that the courts and the government are somehow involved with, and they kill off informants. Now, I can't prove that. That's my speculation. But all the evidence in this case certainly points to it. Now, I'm told an ex-FBI leader is going there to investigate. Well, I tell you, the Justice Department of the United States should intervene and do a full-scale public investigation with complete transparency of all of this, and they should start it immediately. If they do not, they are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Attorney General Holder should be on top of this right now, not next year, not next week. He should commence a full-scale public investigation of what went wrong with the legal system in Pennsylvania that allowed Sandusky to continue raping children at least since 1998 and maybe even long before that. So I call upon Attorney General Holder to get on this immediately. Anything less, he is complicit in the rape of children. That's the only way I can put it.
All right, very well. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, there again, as I said earlier, I was going to subject hop a little bit today, excuse me, because there's so many things happening in the world. Now, I get asked a lot about this Occupy Wall Street movement. And what I discovered about that is that it's actually being funded by the Bilderberger George Soros, who is paying these young people to set up these tent cities to protest Wall Street, which is ironic because George Soros is a Wall Street insider who just got a conviction for insider trading. Now, he who pays the piper calls the tune in this world. And if George Soros is behind this Occupy Wall Street movement, I don't trust it for a second. And my suspicion is Soros is using these people as agitators in order to eventually have some sort of dictatorship in this country. Now, on my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, I put up a film about what happened in the 1930s when the veterans were seeking their bonus money and set up a tent city in Washington, D.C. What happened there is some Wall Street people like Soros wanted to get a Marine general named Butler to overthrow the government and form a fascist dictatorship. I believe I see a correlation between the Operation Wall Street and the Wall Street promotion of General Butler in the 30s. And people can watch a film on that at williamhkennedy.com about what happened in the 30s, and they can make up their own minds of if there's any parallels with George Soros and Operation the Occupy Wall Street movement, which it's very strange because now the Occupy Wall Street movement won't allow Alex Jones material on any of their web pages because Alex Jones is anti-George Soros. Alex Jones is, you know, he's under a lot of pressure right now because that fellow who fired a gun at the White House watched one of Alex Jones's movies a few days before he did it. There's absolutely no connection between Alex Jones and the maniac who fired a rifle at the White House. The only connection is he happened to watch a movie Alex Jones made, but millions and tens of millions of people watch the movies that Alex Jones has made about, you know, the presidency and politics. So there's no connection there. They're targeting Alex Jones. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center has run out of neo-Nazis and fascists to attack. So now they're going after libertarians and conservatives, and they've gone after Alex Jones as well. They're getting a bit ridiculous down there. So I guess what I'm telling people is don't get involved with Occupy Wall Street. Don't contribute to them. Don't affiliate with these people. They're pretty much communists. And what I tell people is you're known by the company you keep. If you associate with communists, you'll be labeled a communist. If you associate with fascists, you'll be labeled a fascist, even if you're not one. But what saddens me about the Operation Wall Street, like those poor kids who got pepper sprayed at the university in California, their intentions might have been good, but unbeknownst to them, they are the puppets of George Soros, who is a Wall Street insider, who is paying for this agitation for eventually what I believe will be some sort of dictatorship in the United States. Again, go to williamhkennedy.com. There's a free film up there about General Butler and the attempt of the Wall Street brokers to make him a dictator in 1933. It's a History Channel film that I linked to. Very interesting. And again, compare the two and make up your own mind.
Well, I think this Occupy Wall Street, although everybody talks about George Soros, and I'm sure he's involved in this, and he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I didn't know he's a Bilderberg, but I wouldn't be surprised. However, I believe, of course, this is much more extensive than that. I believe that this the Occupy Wall Street is being put up to this by, of course, the people who control the Brotherhood of Darkness, who also control Wall Street. Why? Well, because you want to control both sides. You want a controlled opposition. What is this all about? Well, out of the chaos that is going to develop, and this is not simply a national movement. This is an international movement. Similar movements are taking place all throughout Western Europe. This is a organized international movement, and its ultimate goal is to create such chaos throughout the Western world that they will be able to justify establishing a military dictatorship, and that people will have a sigh of release. Oh, these kids, these revolutionaries, these kids who are burning down the cities and certainly burning cars and demonstrating. We have to actually give all power to the government so we can maintain our free society. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get the freedom by giving government more power, by giving the police more power. The police are being used in this, and the kids are being used in this, and there's a lot of truth to their what they're saying. They say they represent the 99%. They don't. I mean, most of these are Marxist, socialist. Some of them are legitimate kids with legitimate gripes, but they don't realize they're being used to bring about a dictatorship, just exactly as William's saying. And they're being financed by the very people they oppose. They don't understand. The money is coming from Wall Street, and the organization is coming from Wall Street, a controlled opposition to accomplish a specified goal, and that will be the end of freedom as we know it. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, again, there's a lot of thing about the Occupy Wall Street movement that bothers me. One thing is, as you said, a lot of these kids might be sincere. A lot of these young people might think they're doing the right thing, and they don't realize they're being manipulated and used by the very people they're protesting against. And now that they're cutting out alternative viewpoints like Alex Jones and different people like that, they are censoring themselves so that they don't see this bigger picture we're talking about, this brotherhood of darkness that's manipulating them. They're also turning away homeless people who show up at their camp to, you know, get food or take a shower or whatever. So in a strange sense, when they expel the homeless people from their tent city, they're in a way no better than the people on Wall Street they're protesting against. You know, certain people get to protest and certain people don't. So that's kind of a problem I have with it. I know it's not a big problem when you look at the big picture, but it is part of it. And there again, I warn people out there. I get emails every day. Look at the organizations and the people you associate with.
We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. www.thepatriotpacific.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess morning, William Kennedy. And before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website. Now, William has written a wonderful book. It's called Satanic Crimes. We carry that. We even have a 4-tape set with interviews with William called Satanic Crimes. I wish we had Lucifer's Lodge. We carried it when it was available, but it isn't. But his website is unique, and you should go there. So, William, how can people get to your website and of course, you'll learn about your book, Satanic Crimes?
Go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. And just for Radio Liberty listeners, I've set up three things that are on there now. One is the film I mentioned earlier, The Fascist Plot to Overthrow FDR, which is about General Butler and how the Wall Street people tried to get him to form a militia of 500,000 veterans and take over the White House. And it looks a lot like what's going on with this Occupy Wall Street thing, similar scenario. I have a special report from NPR that shows how the police and courts knew about Jerry Sandusky's pedophilia in 1998 and did nothing about it. And also I have a special report from Alex Jones on the whole case at Penn State and, you know, all the charity that Sandusky used. So there again, it's williamhkennedy.com. There's tons of free resources. I have some multimedia links pages on occult history, satanic crime, witchcraft, ritual abuse, cults, all sorts of things, conspiracies, survivalist resources, homeschooling resources, which are of value. I have all of Adam Curtis's documentaries up there for free. He works for the BBC. He did The Power of Nightmares. So go to williamhkennedy.com, and it's worth a visit just for the free resources. And you don't have to register. I won't even know you're there, but take a look at it. williamhkennedy.com, tons of free stuff.
It is one of the finest websites you'll find dealing with the dark side. Remember, the Bilderbergs represent the people who rule the world. They're involved in pedophilia, and suddenly most people never heard about the White March over in Belgium. 350,000 people dressed in white protesting the activities of the Bilderbergs. Not a word in the controlled media. Not a word about it. And yet, of course, here, why we hear about, you know, the coach there at Penn State and why didn't he do something and what a terrible guy is because he didn't do anything and how terrible Penn State is. They focus our attention on the wrong issues. The question is, why didn't the district attorney, Sidney, follow this through? And what happened to the district attorney? And who took the hard drive out of his computer? That's the part of the story that you're not going to hear on ABC, CBS, or NBC, because they're going to focus our attention on the wrong villains. Go right ahead. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Understand that Occupy Wall Street is the controlled opposition. And who are they opposing? Why, they're opposing the very people that we oppose. Wall Street is not everyone on Wall Street. It is the people who control Wall Street. It is the Federal Reserve System. They ought to be picketing in front of the Federal Reserve. They ought to be going to 5080 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House, and picket in front of them. Have you ever heard of anyone picketing the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society that was established to take control of our country? And, of course, they do control a say in the Trilateral Commission. And why aren't they picketing the Trilateral Commission headquarters and David Rockefeller, who is the most powerful man in America and openly admits in his own memoirs on page 405 that he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring, and that's his word, not mine, conspiring with others to bring about this one world government. And, of course, that, of course, is for the coming Antichrist. Why doesn't ABC, CBS, and NBC bring that out? Why? Because they're all controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Go right ahead, William, and if you're out there, you have a question or comment, our number 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, what's imperative is that people educate themselves and educate other people on these issues. Now, the mainstream media, you just can't count on now. They're focused more on entertainment to take our minds off of what's really happening. And when you come to a person who you want to introduce this information to, use a very soft gloves approach. Don't be demanding. Don't yell. Don't say, look at this. Go to WilliamHKennedy.com and find a documentary you find interesting and show it to a friend or email it to a friend and just ask them, what is your opinion of this film? Or have them go to RadioLiberty.com and listen to a couple programs you tell them to listen to, like with Constance Cumby or myself or a lot of the other great guests you have on this show. And ask their opinion. Say, what do you think of this interview Dr. Stan did with Constance Cumby? You know, ask their opinion. Get them thinking. Get them talking. Show them more information. Don't be demanding. Don't be self-righteous, which we are all tempted to do, especially when you start to see how this larger cabal is unfolding. But there again, use a gentle approach when you're addressing new people. And remember, we all have to deal with willfully ignorant friends and relatives and associates. And don't waste too much time on the willfully ignorant or the brainwashed. Just move on to other people. Pray for those people. They need your prayers. If they can't absorb this information, they need your prayers. Don't be mad at them. Just move on to people who are more open-minded, you know, and there again, I will say, be very careful about what organizations you associate with and who you associate with. You know, there are a lot of covert Marxist groups out there who say they're ecology groups. There are even fascist groups who claim to be ecology groups. I get reports about these all the time. And they will always give you very tasty bait. And then they will spring it on you later on that they're Marxists or neo-Nazis or fascists or what have you. And personally, I think communists and fascists and neo-Nazis are mentally ill. And the people who associate with them, even if they're not communists or fascists, I think they're a bit touched in the brain, too. Be honest.
Well, that's not William. I number 877254. 7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, of course, is William H. Kennedy. And if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they have destroyed our economic system. There is no way that the dollar is going to survive with a massive debt that has been created, the massive amount of money that they printed with nothing behind it. And sooner or later, this whole house of cards is coming down. There is no way to avoid it. Are you prepared? When you talk to people, explain to them that the whole economic system is designed to collapse. It has been planned for a long period of time. Our real debt is well over $75 trillion, that's what we are obligated to pay under the existing law for Medicare and Social Security. And who's going to give up their Social Security? Who's going to give up their Medicare? Almost no one is willing to do that. They may bring in some temporary cuts to what they pay the hospitals, to what they pay the doctors. But the American people are going to clamor to be taken care of. After all, they've contributed. And the trouble is, their money has been stolen. It's already been spent by the politicians. And there is no way we're going to avoid going exactly the same way as Greece and Italy and, of course, as Rome as Athens did 2,400 years before Christ was born. It's a replay of this whole thing. It's like deja vu all over again. They knew exactly what they're doing. When you talk to people, ask them what they're going to do when our monetary system collapses. How will you survive when the monetary system collapses? Because it's going to, and I hope you've made your preparations accordingly. Our number, 1-877-254-7524, our guest, William H. Kennedy. And the reason it's going to collapse is because evil people, truly evil people, have taken control of the reins of our government. They control our media. They control our monetary system. They control our government. They control the military, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the educational system, they control the great tax-exempt foundations, they control our reality. And until people understand it's all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, the power elite, the Wall Street, doesn't matter what you call it, it's real. And they take us from war to war to war. And who do we have calling in?
From Denver.
Who is this?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Fine.
Hi, Ruth.
Question for our guest.
Yes, I've gone to your, Mr. Kennedy, I've gone to your website. I was involved in a church in Hastings, Nebraska, where there was, now I'm calling it SRA, and there got to be mate swapping in a church group. But I have a question. I believe that the person who was the leader may have molested my children. I have a nephew. My parents' first grandchild was molested in Scouts in North Dakota, and that man was charged. And now he's a cross-dresser. He lives in Oakland, California. So I'm wondering, is the Scouts a front for pedophiles?
I was in the Boy Scouts of America for many years. I got up to the rank of star, and no one bothered me. But, of course, a group like the Boy Scouts are going to attract pedophiles, obviously. And that's always going to be a problem. It's really how the organization deals with the pedophiles that turn up in it. The Boy Scouts historically have sometimes done a very good job and sometimes done a very poor job. But on the whole, I'd say they're a pretty safe organization. Now, tragically, there are exceptions to what I'm talking about. And what you said earlier, if you suspect that a member of your family or children have been sexually abused, immediately go to your local police station and report it. They will not yell at you. They will not judge you. They will take your report and make sure they follow up on it. But you must report it, because that pedophile might go out and do it to someone else's kids. I know it's hard. I know it's scary. But get down to your local police station and start the process of getting this person stopped. You must do that. It's absolutely essential.
Yes, the person is deceased, and my uncle was a pedophile, a womanizer. He had such a bad morality that he couldn't even keep a job in the United States. He had to go to work in South America. So my grandpa thought that siblings should sleep together. So he perpetuated that in three generations.
Well, can I make another suggestion? If you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, there is a ritual abuse webpage. You can click on at WilliamHKennedy.com, and it has a whole list of groups that can give you counseling on this, who could help you, survivors of this sort of thing. And don't be afraid or ashamed to get help. There's a lot of good groups out there. There again, WilliamHKennedy.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page where it says ritual abuse. Click it on, and right there you'll see like about 10 different groups that I've checked out that could get you the help that you need, okay? Will you promise me you'll do that?
I'm not totally delivered, but I have gotten help, and I'm in I was in a deliverance church, but I'm not totally delivered. The big problem in our family was the Sunday church, and sometimes maybe Stan Monteith will address that issue, because my father was a pastor in the Lutheran church, and he baptized babies, and that's like Rome. Baptizing babies is from Rome, and that brings severe bondages. Moloch. The Lord showed
me we're out of time. God bless. And if you'd like to talk to me off the air, my number is 800-544-8927. God bless you. And thanks for calling. We'll be right back. William, thank you for being with us this morning. Bye-bye.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We live in a fallen world. We're all potentially sinners. We can point to other people's sexual sins, but we have them ourselves. And even if we may not ever do anything, we always are. Men are attracted to women. You're attracted to a beautiful woman. It's just the way you're constructed. Then how do we maintain, Sydney, a sane society? This is why we need Christianity. And certainly, you go into the Muslim world, what do? They recognize the problem, so they cover the women up. They cover up their hair. They dress in black to be as unattractive as possible to other men. Why? Because men are drawn to women, and because women are drawn to men. Well, of course, in our society, we don't have to dress the women in black. But certainly the way that the women are clad, with their low necklines and certainly their tight clothing, is designed to stimulate men. And then, of course, we have, of course, all the aberrant forms of sexuality. This is why we need Christianity as the foundation for society. There has to be rules. And if we make the rules, they're going to be the wrong ones. God made the rules. God wants us to live together in a peaceful world, but we have to follow his rules. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's commandments. And if there is no God, then there are no rules, and you have moral anarchy, and that's just exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness wants. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to get our talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and get the syllabuses that go with that. You need to hear my talk on the best enemies money can buy. It's an interview with Professor Sutton. You need to hear my talk on the world revolution, Iraq, the untold story. There's so many of them. You get them by going to our website, RadioLiberty.com, if you'd like a catalog. They're there. And the videos and DVDs and the CD sets are there. We do have a great new 4-CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews. It's my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 4 levels above top secret. You need to get that. Of course, we have the new DVD set, The Secret Knowledge, my interviews with Jonathan Gray, 4 interviews, fascinating information. And Sydney, remember, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We have over 65 outlets every week where we reach people with the truth. A truth they're not going to get elsewhere. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8255. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, why, please do. And if you're not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. And pray for Alex Jones. He's doing a great job. And Joyce Riley. And pray for, certainly, for Ron Paul. He's laying his life on the line. He knows that these people would love to kill him. But certainly he is doing what he should do because he loves the Lord and he loves America. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may his voice be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing real